Welcome, welcome back to the If She Did It podcast. This week's episode, you are in for a treat. I am joined by a friend and past client, Anna Schild, who is a content repurposing genius. And I'm so excited for you guys to learn from her. She has so much awesome information. And it's going to be a really interesting episode. We're going to talk about what content repurposing is, why you should care about content repurposing, and how to start content repurposing within your own business. Now, before we get to that, I just wanted to give you guys some quick announcements. First of all, at the time of recording this, one-on-one coaching is still open for enrollment. I still have spots available. One-on-one coaching is perfect for you if you are looking for, you know, one-on-one support to co-create in your business and to really get guidance. Every single one-on-one client of mine starts with a 90-minute kickoff call where I learn everything I possibly can about your business. And then I create a business plan for you where I set up step by step what we're going to work on together, even past our time working together, so that you have a game plan long term and you're not just like thrown to the wolves at the end of our time together. And you really ensure that you get a lot out of it. This is a living, breathing document that we get to shift and update as we continue to work together. And it is so epic. Every client I've created one for so far is like obsessed with it. And I'm so excited. So this becomes our reference. And then, you know, we work together. You get up to 3 one-on-one calls every month. You get Voxer access to me. You also get access to my upcoming TikTok program, which is my second announcement, and a feminine embodiment mini mind that I'm going to be launching this summer. All of the bonuses that you get, you also get a opportunity. You get a VIP day with a money coach who's going to help you get your money in order, make you feel really confident in your money, really supported in your money, start planning for like making investments and saving money and all that good, juicy, fun stuff. That's my gift to you. And all these bonuses that you get is like when you add it up, they all cost the same as the cost of one-on-one coaching. So you're getting like double for the cost of one-on-one coaching, and it's fucking dope. And I'm so stoked about it. So the link to apply will be in the show notes. It is a 6-month container. If you're not ready for that, there are other options, but you do need to apply to get that opportunity or send me a DM over on Instagram. Now, the second announcement is that my TikTok program is officially in pre-enrollment. I am so fucking excited about it. I'm not gonna lie. I am recording this intro prior to filling out the checkout page. So all the details are not going to be shared on this recording. You will be able to go to the show notes to learn more about the program, but it's going to be so much fun. It is a 1-month program. You're going to learn some really dope information. You're going to have support from me for an entire month. We're going to have a group Voxer chat. You're going to be able to get feedback from me. It is going to help you expand your business by having an omnipresence, being on multiple platforms, not have to rely on one platform. And it's going to do it without overwhelming you, without making you feel flustered, without making you feel like, oh my God, this is not attainable. It's going to be amazing. I am so excited for this program. And the most exciting thing is that pre-enrollment investment is only $333. That's a fucking steal. That's a fucking steal. Okay. Usually working with me in my group programs is like a minimum of a couple grand. $333 to learn how to diversify your business by expanding onto TikTok, which is going to allow you to make sales. Like, I have made plenty of sales on TikTok. And you know, when I was I haven't, you know, sold something on TikTok in a while, but I've made thousands of dollars from TikTok, and I've also massively grown my email list thanks to TikTok. So there's so much freaking potential for long-term sales, long-term growth in your business thanks to TikTok. And, you know, you might also go viral because, you know, we will talk about that even though the focus is not virality. So it's a fucking dope program. I'm so excited about it. And the link to learn about it and to purchase, to sign up, will be in the show notes. I'm not doing crazy sales pages for this kind of stuff. It's just like, feel it in your gut. Is this what you want? Then fucking go for it. Let's do this shit. But there will be some details about like what you're going to learn and things like that. So yeah, I'm so excited. But without further ado, let's jump into this week's episode. You're really going to enjoy it.
Welcome to the If She Did It podcast with your host, business coach, and business bestie, Becky Fagan. This is your one-stop shop for all things business growth, energetic alignment, strategy, mindset, and a fun touch of spirituality. Nothing is off limits here, and you're bound to leave every single episode inspired, excited, and ready to take massive action in your business. This podcast was created to help create more badass female CEOs and help you see that business gets to be simple, strategic, and fun. Now, let's dive in.
Welcome to the podcast, Anna. I'm so excited to have you.
Yay, I'm so excited to be here, especially after we just met in real life over the weekend too.
No, we really did. Isn't that, that's so fun when you get to meet friends from the online world in real life. It's awesome. I also think you're the first person I've met in real life that's taller than me. And I'm not even that tall, right? Like I'm like 5'7", but everyone all my other friends I've met in person are very short and I never expect it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I'm like 5'6", 5'7". So we honestly are probably like right at that.
Oh, you definitely felt a little taller. Okay. Anyway, people don't need to listen to this, but I'm just saying like you felt a little taller than me. But let's dive in. So I want you to share with us your entrepreneurial story, who you are, what you do, how you got to this place in business. So take the floor and go for it.
Yeah. So I started, let's take this back to like 2019. So I was an executive assistant at a bank after I had done this whole like backpacking around the world trip with my now fiance, then boyfriend. And so I was working as an executive assistant. I loved it, loved being an assistant, but my boyfriend fiance was living over in Germany. And I essentially like wanted to take that move someday to like live in Europe. Like I knew this was just going to be like a job for me to like get money kind of quick. Like I'd been backpacking for like a year, was broke, needed some money, needed job experience. And I was just like online one day on Facebook and this girl was talking about like, oh, I'm a virtual assistant. I was like, what the heck is that? So I like started up this conversation with her and she was just like telling me that everything she was doing was like exactly what I was doing, but for people online. And she was like living in Bali. And I was like, okay, so this is my ticket to like move to Germany, move to Europe, do what I'm doing from there. So like, basically from there, I just like started taking a course, learned how to like do all my executive assistant skills online. And then once I like had built up enough momentum doing that, I decided like at the beginning of 2020 to like quit my corporate job, was moving over to Germany and like left everything here in Kentucky to move over there and started my business. And then, so I did that and I started as like a super general VA, like was doing a lot of the like scheduling, admin, you know, things like that. I also was doing like podcast manager stuff. I was doing like blog writing stuff, was just like doing it all. And then from that, I realized, okay, the one thing that I have in common with all of this is like the fact that I love content. And essentially what I'm doing is like, I'm listening to someone's podcast and I'm like turning it into social media posts, or I'm like making audio graphics from it, or like I'm writing someone a blog post for someone and then they're like, okay, turn it into stuff to put it on my social media too. So like I realized, okay, this is actually called something. It's like called content repurposing. So once I like had the courage to be like, okay, I'm going to niche down, I'm not going to like do all the things anymore, that was like super scary to be able to do. So I've been niched down like officially as a content repurposing creatrix for a while now. And it's awesome. Like my journey, it's been an interesting journey as an entrepreneur, especially because I started like right before COVID happened. And so I actually think I started at a great time because so many business owners were like, okay, I need to take my business online. Like I need an assistant, all these things. So I'm so happy with where I'm at in my life right now, especially because I am able to have a job to where like I go back and forth from Kentucky to Germany whenever I need to. And like, I'm able to work whatever hours I want to, because like I hated having to be in the office downtown by 7 a.m. I was having to leave my house by 6 a.m. I need to wake up by 5 and like, I wake up at 10 o'clock in the morning now.
Yeah. Right. It's, I remember when I was still working at the distillery in Kentucky, I would get up. I don't remember what time I got up, but probably like 6:30-ish. I would get up. I would get ready. I would have to drop my dog off at, boarding for the day. I had to I found this like daycare nearby. So I would have to drive there, drop her off. It was actually only $10 a day. Like that's something you only find in Kentucky kind of thing, I feel like. But I was being, so basically at this distillery, I was working, running their social media, but they called me an intern. So they only had to pay me $10 an hour. So I was doing a full-time job, but they didn't value it essentially. And so an hour of my time every day was paid towards my dog being boarded. Right. So like that sucked. And then it was like a 35-40 minute drive from my apartment. And then I would have to turn around, do it again. And I had to leave work early every day, which was so stressful to get my dog because they closed at the same time that my work ended. So it was like a whole thing. And it was stressful, like being, you were constricted to somebody else's time. So that's such a big thing in entrepreneurship is like, we get to do what we want. And you guys, if you don't follow Anna, go follow her and you will see she's probably on a plane going from Germany to Kentucky every couple months. This girl is always going back and forth and that's the kind of freedom she's created for herself.
Yeah. I mean, we had been long distance for a couple of years. So like, and I knew that like my whole life, I've like wanted to live in Europe and stuff. But part of that is like, I want to be able to live over there, but like I have all of my family, all of my friends here. So like, yeah, I could have just gotten a job over there, but I didn't want to be tied down over there either. Like if something happens, if my friend has an awesome birthday party or something, like I just want to be able to come and go as I please and not have to tell someone like, hey, I need to take vacation time to go here, there, yeah, wherever.
And it's the time freedom and the month, like, and having time freedom from the money you make as well, because you're able to afford to fly back and forth, which can get pricey.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Well, what I love now is I like get to be one of those like super businessy guys on a flight. Like I'm going to pay for the Wi-Fi and I'm going to work the whole flight. Like it just feels like so badass. CEO. Yeah. Like I now have a job and a need to like work while I'm in the air. It's like so much fun.
Yeah. Right. When Wi-Fi first existed on planes, I was like buying Wi-Fi to like just scroll Instagram aimlessly or like try and get the game websites to work so I can play a game. But anyway, so you are the content repurposing queen. You are so like, you know, so much when it comes to content repurposing. So let's start with why should an entrepreneur care about content repurposing?
I would say, I mean, there's so many different reasons, but one, it's going to save you time and energy. Like there's no reason that you need to like be making the same thing for different platforms over and over again. Like that's just doesn't need to happen. Like you already probably like don't have enough time to be making content in general, like let alone to be making the same thing more than once. So to save yourself time, but also so you can like build, and I know Becky, you're all about this too, to like build an audience on multiple platforms too, because like you can't just rely on one thing. Like that's not the vibe. That's like, if something happens and one day your Instagram crashes or whatever, you need to have multiple different platforms. That way, you know, you can have that as backups and other people know where to find you in like a worst case scenario type of way.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So I think a lot of people, so there might be a lot of people that listen and they're like, okay, like I hear you, you're saying like, we maybe don't have that much time and like, we should be doing it, but we're not doing it. And they might then say, well, why can't I just take my TikToks and just like put them on Instagram Reels? There, I repurposed. Like, why do I need more than that? What would you say to that?
Yeah. Well, I would say, well, while you're filming your TikTok, save it before you put all the text and stuff on it. So that way you can put it on Instagram. Like if you have time to do that, then you can like put the text and do it on Instagram. So that way that algorithm likes it. But I would also say this is like a whole other segue, but like Instagram and TikTok isn't going to cut it. Like you need an email list, because once again, Instagram and TikTok is that they're owning that content that you're putting out there. So even if you have an awesome social media game and a huge social media following, like that's my biggest thing about content repurposing is like, yeah, I love the social media portion and doing reels and stuff like that. But like, it also needs to go on something that you own, whether that's your blog or your email list. You need to have some kind of platform that you own your people who are on there with you.
Right. So if somebody if you had a client and they had a TikTok video, like a minute long TikTok video, would you be able to take that video and repurpose that into an email?
Yeah.
So talk me through what that process looks like.
Yeah. So like I have an influencer client, and she does TikToks on like the best products that are on sale at Sephora right now or something like that. So what I do is I will turn that into a blog post for her, and then I'll turn it into like an email as well. And essentially what I do is like for something like that, that's more like product based, like I'll have all her links for the products in there. We'll talk about the products, why she likes it, all of that stuff. So I'll do that into the blog, and then I'll do it into the email as well. But like, you could do that if you are like a coach and you're talking about like, okay, here's 5 tips to manifest your dream job or something like that. You could 100% turn that into an email, because what I like to think as well, and so I'm someone who would rather read something than listen to it. So I don't really scroll through a lot. And like, I'm someone like it has to have captions for me to look at stuff. And so I enjoy reading blog posts and reading emails. And that's something to think about as well, is like every person in your audience is different. Everyone learns differently. Everyone takes information in differently. So if there's something that you are doing like on a podcast or doing on Reels or doing on TikToks, make sure that you have that written out somewhere for people who do need to like read something to be able to grasp the information.
That's such a good point. So like, you know, it goes into like how there's so many different learning styles, and the person that wants to listen on TikTok, there might be somebody else that wants to read it in a blog post, or even like, you know, podcasts. You see a lot of podcast creators, they'll get their podcast. Oh my God, why am I spacing on the word? Transcribed. I used to be a transcriber, and I'm over here forgetting what the word is. They get their podcast transcribed, and they post that on their blog as a blog post because people want to read the podcast episode instead of listening to the podcast episode. So it's so true. So for somebody that's like, okay, I hear you, content repurposing is important, but they feel overwhelmed, because in some ways, content repurposing and having an omnipresence are very similar, but an omnipresence kind of starts with like, okay, let's create the platforms, let's create it, and then we go into the repurposing. What would you say would be like if you were talking to somebody that's just wanting to get started with content repurposing, what would you say, like, what would you recommend would be the most important first place to start repurposing? So let's say they're just on Instagram right now. Where would you recommend they start repurposing first, second, third?
If you're just starting with it, I would probably say just to like, while you're getting familiar with it before you have other platforms, I would just repurpose things into like new social media posts, things like that. That way you can kind of like play around with what your audience likes, you know, different things like that, play around with your insights, with your engagement, things like that. And then I would move on to an email list and then move on to a blog from there.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And for somebody that's like, okay, I want to start repurposing, but I am not yet at a place where I can invest to get help with repurposing. Do you have any advice for them on how they can, you know, get the ball rolling before they can hire somebody like you?
Yeah, honestly, I feel like it's actually easier if like you're repurposing yourself, because so like if you do like an Instagram live or whatever it is, you did that. So like you are going to have the memory to be like, okay, I know I said this thing and that sounded really good or whatever. So like if when you go back to do repurposing or whatever it is, you're able to like have the better recollection to be like, okay, no, this bit, this bit, this bit, this bit, I really liked. I definitely want to put this out there again. Whereas like I'm coming in and I'm listening to it from like a totally fresh perspective. So like it does take someone else like a couple different times to like look through to be able to grab things. Okay, hold on. What did you ask me again? I feel like I started to go on a totally different tangent.
I mean, I love a different tangent, but I was asking if somebody wants to start their content repurposing before they can afford to have somebody like you help them, what advice do you have for them?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I do think it's easy if you can do it yourself, because you have the memory to be like, okay, I know that I said this was good. Let me just go back to like see exactly what it was that I said or something like that. But also, I think to set yourself up before you even make the content that you want to repurpose from. So like if you're someone who really likes to go live, maybe make sure that you have like just write down an outline of the things that you want to talk about first. And then you have that to where if you want to make social media posts based on whatever it was you talked about on that live, you have those, you know, notes to go back to rather than having to watch your 20-minute live all over again. You're like, oh, okay, this is the stuff that I talked about. This is exactly what I'm going to write my social media posts on, you know, something like that. So I think just when you go into whatever, like when you go into, you know, recording a podcast, recording an Instagram live, doing in whatever it is that you like start the content out from, have in mind like, okay, I want to repurpose this. So like, let me get my like ducks in a row first. That way you like stay on track, things like that.
So basically you're telling us we need to be organized. Yeah. I mean, of course there's more than that. I'm kind of kidding because, the background of my business is, well, it's actually pretty organized, I have to say, but it's not because of me. It's because of my VAs that make it organized for me. You should have seen my Google Drive before I hired any help. There were no folders in it. It was just a bunch of documents.
I can't imagine that. You seem like stressful. So organized. Wow.
Oh, well, I'm honored that I seem organized, but you should see my apartment. I dream of being organized. It's the dream. I spend a lot of time watching TikTok videos on like, you know, fridge restocks and like organizing your house. And I'm like, oh, that would be great. But I don't do it. I think it would be great to do if, you know, maybe one day. But anyway, that is not what we're talking about here, but I'm just saying. Okay. So I think that when you were talking, I was like, okay, this would be a really cool question to ask, because I think that a lot of times, you know, there's so many different things that people can do to benefit their business that's going to help them. And of course, with content repurposing, to some degree, it is time consuming, but on the other end, it's like, you don't have to come up with as many ideas. So it might take time, but you can take one idea and turn it into a bunch of things. Like I know at the time of recording this, the reel you posted yesterday, you were like, I take one thing and I turn it into 12 different pieces of content. Like that's huge. But that being said, so somebody might say, okay, great. So you have these pieces of content you've repurposed, but like what results come from that? So can you share some results that you've seen happen from helping your clients with content repurposing?
Yeah. So I think one of the big things is, and this is actually why a lot of people are kind of like afraid to repurpose, is so your audience then recognizes you as the expert in that thing that you're talking about. Because when you are repurposing, you are kind of like, I don't want to say that you're talking about the same thing over and over, but like you get so solidified in your content pillars that people recognize you as like, I'm like 100% people know me as like content repurposing, because that's what I talk about all the freaking time. And I'm repurposing my own stuff. And so when I'm doing this for other clients, and so like I have one client who is an organizer and I repurpose all of her stuff. And now people are like, okay, you are like your jam, your chicken nugget is repurposing. So people are like afraid to talk about the same things. Like, you know, they're like, oh, you know, I just talked about this like last month, 2 months ago. Well, one, like people aren't going to remember that. They like, actually, we think that people are like stalking our pages, but like they really aren't. It's just us who like stalk our own pages. But people need to hear you talking about whatever it is that is your specialty, your expert, whatever you're an expert in, over and over and over. So that way they automatically think of you in that thing. So I think it's a great way to like further yourself as like an expert in your industry, because you want people to like, you know, we have to talk about our services over and over for people to like know that's what we're selling. And it's the same thing with like your content pillars and everything like that. So that's what I see as like the biggest, I don't know, wins. The word that one comes. Yeah. Yeah.
Positive, all the things. Yeah. That's definitely huge. And that's such a good point. What I was thinking, just like listening to what you were sharing, because something that you suggested was, you know, after social, go to email, but then go to blogging. And I think a lot of the times online entrepreneurs, or just entrepreneurs in general, they kind of like, you know, they push blogging under the rug. They're like, oh, that's so old school. People don't do it anymore. Like, whatever. But blogging is so convenient. Like, people are always, what, no matter what anybody thinks, people are, there's always going to be somebody reading online. Our blog posts that have recipes attached that you have to read, like you have to scroll through an entire story about why somebody made the recipe before you get to the recipe, kind of annoying. Yes. But when you're not making somebody like wait till the end for anything valuable and you're sharing good information throughout, like, blogging is amazing. Like, absolutely amazing. I have one client that she's a blogging coach and she teaches entrepreneurs how to utilize blogging, how to utilize SEO, how to do all these things. And the majority of her clients don't come from social media. They come from seeing her website and her blog because she's been doing it so long that she like trends on Google on like the first page.
Yeah. Yeah. I also like to think of a blog as like a portfolio. So like if someone does come to your website and they like want to see what you're about and you have all these blog posts, like highlighting all of the knowledge you have, like that just makes you seem so much more legit.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. And again, if you own one, like the one corner of the internet that you 100% own, I would say would be your website. Like, you know, people often say, I'm like talking all over the place, but something that gets me all the time is when people say that like the only thing you own is your email list. And it's like, the reality is like MailChimp or Kajabi or like ConvertKit, like realistically they own our email list. Like if they decide to shut down their platform tomorrow, we would lose everything. And I guess technically speaking, if the company that we buy our domain through decides to end business, I don't fully understand how the World Wide Web works, but I guess technically then our website can disappear. But for the most part, we own our website. It's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. So whereas Instagram can delete your account tomorrow, your blog posts will still exist to show people your expertise. So if you lose, because you know, I've had a lot of friends recently lose their Instagram accounts and they lose their portfolio, right? Because people consider Instagram a portfolio. All of that content was repurposed into blogs.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't have to worry.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, no, I just had this happen to one of my clients at the beginning of the year. Her account got hacked and like she still hasn't been able to get back into it. And she's had her profile. She's been in business for like 10, 12 years. And then like, thank God she has like a huge email list, a huge, you know, blog on her website. So like she's been in business for that long. She's had all these other options set up to where she's like, I'm not even worried about getting my Instagram back because everyone is still connected with me on all these other ways.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's just like, we got to be careful. We got to protect ourselves. And content repurposing is like an amazing way to protect our content and protect ourselves and not have to, you know, worry that the only way people are going to find us is Instagram.
Yeah, definitely.
What's your favorite, like if you had to pick one thing that's like your favorite part of content repurposing, what would it be?
I love the learning aspect of it because like I think that's something that probably like a lot of service providers can agree with too, is because like I'm so like a part of my clients' businesses, like, you know, watching pretty much, I'm like stalking all of my clients, like watching everything that they're doing on Instagram stories, because like I literally will repurpose anything that they have. Like if they said something really great on Instagram stories, I'm like, okay, turn that into a quote, turn that into whatever. And so I love just how much I learn from it. Yeah, like when you have so many different like clients in different avenues and I'm like watching master classes back and stuff like that, it's so much fun.
Yeah, that makes a really good point. I think with you saying that, like I think on the other side, if somebody was doing their own repurposing, it can really help them with like learning what they're doing good, like the best, right? Like if you're, especially with video, like I can't even imagine what rewatching my own videos would be like. I don't do it. I'd probably learn a lot about how to do better. So I feel like there's always something, there's always a lesson somewhere, whether it's someone like you that's consuming new content to help your clients or like someone like me, if I were to repurpose my own content.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I think. So I actually, when I go back and repurpose. So like my own content, and that's actually, yeah, to that point, I learned so much new as well. Like when I go back and I look at my posts from like last year, a year and a half ago, like when I first made my Instagram page, and I'm like, you know, just was doing a creep on myself. Like, you know, I'm bored, laying in bed at night. Let's see what I posted, you know, a year and a half ago. And I was like, okay, this is actually like kind of, you know, it's not like fabulous, but I'm like, this isn't awful. I've learned, like, I forgot that I talked about this. I forgot that I knew this. Like, let me talk about this again. And now I've learned so much about this thing in a year and a half. Like, let me add all my new knowledge to it too. So I actually think it's like an inspirational thing as well. And like a learning thing, if you do repurpose your own content, because like you forget about what you've put out there, what you've said, like, and what you were talking about a year ago, and how that can still be relevant today, and how someone new can need to hear that message too, because, you know, you don't have all the same followers that you had, you know, a year or so ago or whenever, when you first shared that thing. So I actually think it's really cool to be able to, you know, like repurpose your own content. And it doesn't even have to be stuff that you like are making new right now. Like go back to something that you did like a year ago and you'll just be looking at it completely differently.
It's so true. You know, I sometimes go back, I do it for a different reason. Usually I'm like, I mean, technically I'm repurposing, but it's because I'm being a little bit lazy and I'm like, oh, I can't think of a caption. I'm just going to take a caption that I've already written in the past. And a lot of but the thing is, a lot of the things I go back and look at, when I read the caption, I'm like, okay, it's a little cringy. Like I need to make some changes. But I, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, when you first start your business, you're bright eyed and bushy tailed and excited. And you have these really dope ideas and really creative things. I'm in a place in my business where I have dope ideas for new businesses, but within my business, I'm like, everything's so dry. Like I've said it all already. So you go back, you see your old content and you have this really dope idea that like the bones are there. You're just going to make it better. Cause like you said, as you build a business, you learn more, you know more. And now you didn't have to do as much work. The caption's already there. You just have to make it a little bit better and you're good to go, especially during a launch. It's so great, right? Like, especially if you have a successful launch, it's like something about that content worked for you. Use it again. Why do you have to always be coming up with new stuff all of the time?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like work smarter, not harder.
Yeah. It makes such a difference. It really does. Okay. So to slowly start to close this conversation out, is there anything that we didn't touch on when it comes to content repurposing that you want to share with the audience, or whether it's like, I don't know, an anecdote about your love for content repurposing, or if there's something you wanted to tell people or share that we didn't cover?
I would say, don't think that you need to have all these different platforms and a huge content bank to be able to repurpose from. So like when I first started repurposing, I did just that. And I just went back to the social media posts that I had done at the very beginning of my business and started repurposing from there. You know, you don't need to be, it's great to be doing, you know, Instagram lives and to be having blog posts and all these different avenues to be creating content from. But like, if you are at the beginning of your business, you can be repurposing from stuff that you've been making right now. And, you know, one thing I like to think of as well is like, if you're at the beginning of your business and you're like, you know, I only have like 10 social media posts or, you know, something like that, also think about and like go through like your journal and like journal prompts that you have and like notes that you have on your phone. Because like, if you're an entrepreneur, I know that you have like sticky notes all over your place. You've got all these notes of different ideas. You've probably had a journal where you've been, you know, you probably wrote down your business idea a year ago. Like pull from different avenues, because like content really is everywhere. It just might not be in the exact ways that you like are thinking of content. So that's what I have to say.
I love that. And it's so true. I see people all the time talking about like they pull stuff out of journals, and it's just like, even if you pull something out of a journal and you don't repurpose that specific journal entry, but it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I was feeling that way. And look how I'm feeling right now. Like I want to share the shift or whatever it is. There's so much that you can do. So it's really about, guys, like getting creative and having fun. Talk about having fun. Like that's a fun thing to do. At least I think it is, to like look at old stuff and shake it up a little bit.
Very inspirational.
Yes, it really is. Okay. So I think that we covered a lot of juicy, good information on content repurposing for everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Before we sign off, why don't you share with everybody where they can find you?
Yeah. So I am on Instagram. That's where I hang out. I am Anna Schild VA over there. I've got an email list too with an awesome freebie. Y'all should so get it. It is called A Content Creator's Guide to Content Repurposing. And I have a checklist there on how you can repurpose blog content you have, social media content, and any video content. So if you are someone who's like, okay, now I get that I should be doing this, but what exactly like should I be doing? Tell me what to do. That's where you can go and figure it out. That would be a great starting point.
Amazing. Well, everybody, all of those links will be in the show notes so that you don't have to go searching for them. I got you. And with that, thank you so much again, Anna, for being here.
Yes. Thank you for having me on. This is so great.
Okay, y'all. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I hope you found so much value in it. And I hope that you share it. Leave a review. Remember that when you leave a review, when you share the episode, tag myself. Definitely tag Anna as well, but tag myself, share the episode. You will be entered to win a coffee on me. Now, leaving a review is step one. So leave a review of the podcast, screenshot your review, send that screenshot to me over at the If She Did It podcast Instagram. It will be linked in the show notes. That'll enter you in to win a coffee on me, and you will continue to get entered from that one review until you do win. So you will eventually win. But if you want an additional entry each week, you can share the podcast episode so that you're listening to the podcast, tag me, tag Anna, tag whoever the guest is the week that you're listening, and you will get a bonus entry to win a coffee on me. That's my little gift to you for thanking you for helping get the word out about this podcast, because the more ears we get into, the more lives we get to change with the podcast. So I hope you enjoy. Definitely go to the show notes to connect with Anna. Go to the show notes to get the link to apply for one-on-one coaching and to learn all about the TikTok program and apply and not apply. You just get to enroll in the TikTok program. Ah, I'm so excited for it. It's going to be so much fun. And I will catch you next week on the If She Did It podcast.